Welcome, everyone, to the X Factor Files podcast. I'm Daryl.
I'm Philip.
And we are here after a somewhat busy Sunday.
It's been a very productive weekend.
Yes. These all come out on Wednesday, or sometimes, like the last episode, Thursday, because I had to rearrange my plans of when I was editing things last week. So you got the Christmas tree all decorated.
Yeah. Went and cut it down on Friday. But got it in the stand, definitely waited for you to be here to try and get it straight. Found out you can't.
Because the trunk is crooked.
Yes.
It grew a little crooked, but it's okay because now it's leaning forward with that bit. So it looks okay from the front.
Yeah. And it is a front. It's in a corner.
Yeah.
So usually we say we have to find one with a wall side. But yeah, that was a big task. Like, the tree farm is about 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I got it to fit in the back of the car without being netted or tied to the top. So there's a little bit of grass still stuck in it.
Mm.
But I got a bunch of it out. And that was a big ordeal. Poor Asta just sort of stayed under the end table and observed.
No.
She was not, it's not a task she could help with.
Yes. She did help you decorate, though.
Yes. She got behind. There may be a spot on some lights I need to electrical tape.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She might have eaten a few needles. Right. And then she went all the way behind the couch, and she bumped the plug so it fell out.
Oh.
So I thought that there was something more tragic that happened, but it just needed to be put back in the plug.
Oh.
In the outlet.
Yes.
Outlet got plugged.
I was busy making a first pass at strawberry rhubarb sugar cookies and not going to do that. Good thing I did a test run.
Yeah.
We have like 4 dozen cookies now. They're not bad tasting. They're just not what I wanted.
And it was a process.
It was.
Draining the liquid off, chopping it.
Yeah.
Trying to get a cookie cutter through fibrous rhubarb.
Yeah.
So that's when I left. Amidst grunts of effort,
yeah,
and frustration, and I did the tree.
Yeah, it was not fun. So, gotta do something different with extracts. And I just looked. There's rhubarb bitters, which we have for drinks, but there's no such thing as rhubarb extract.
Interesting,
right? So I think I'm just going to take some of that rhubarb, and I have the cheap vodka from making other things,
other infused vodkas,
infused vodka. So I might just, like, take a bunch of that frozen rhubarb, put a little bit of the vodka in there, and let it sit in the fridge.
Yeah.
To try to extract all that out of it and play around with the extract.
Yeah, because once you let it soak, you should be able to strain off the solids and then cook down the vodka so that it'll be even more concentrated.
I'll have you help me with that part. I would flambe that pan, and that shit would light on fire.
Oh. Otherwise, I don't know. For a sugar cookie, I feel like cardamom would be really good in it.
Yeah.
But then maybe that's just the very Scandinavian part of me that apparently
yeah.
a lot of their baking is based in cardamom.
Yes. But so, I don't know. I have like 2 weeks to figure it out for Christmas Eve.
Yeah. And we can just shuffle all the extras off on our coworkers.
Yes, you are taking so many of those cookies in.
Oh.
You have to give them the caveat that it was a test run.
Yeah.
So they're not supposed to be pretty.
Okay. We did the petitsa baking. So it's a Slovenian loaf. It's like a big nut roll, sort of.
Mm.
You stretch the dough very thin and you spread a mixture of ground walnuts, various extracts. There's some cream in there. And we experimented this year with some advice from an old recipe card that I found. I tried to find like the original handwritten instructions for the dough and for the filling.
Mm-hmm.
And this one had like a lower proportion of nuts. So I think it was for a less industrial sized batch.
Oh.
Nowadays we do 3 pounds of walnuts.
Yeah.
And the dough gets stretched to bigger than a card table. It's like a 4 by 6, like it's a flag size for one batch of dough. So it's real thin.
Yes, it is.
You spread it on, you roll it up, let it rise a little bit, and then you bake it.
Yep.
So we have a traditional batch. We have an almond marzipan version with dried cherries that were soaked in amaretto.
I'm drinking some of that amaretto cherry and some ginger ale right now after my baking adventure.
Yeah, the traditional one is golden raisins. And instead of putting rum extract or rum flavoring in the filling, we just soak the raisins in rum. So there's also a jar of raisin rum on the counter for a mixed drink.
Which is not as good.
No, all I could really taste was a ginger ale last night,
Yeah.
even though it was a very healthy splash of rum.
Yeah.
Did not help with the congestion, though.
No, you've been battling a cold for almost a week now.
No, past just since Thursday. So, I mean, it feels like a week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun to hang out with distant cousins,
Yeah.
and we had a good time. And then you took a nap.
Yeah, I did not sleep well. And then I took a 2 hour nap, which I never take naps, much less a 2 hour nap. So,
Yeah, because you've been fighting that whatever this is
yeah.
longer than I have. And then we made supper, and then we chilled.
Yeah.
Watch some wrestling, watch some Star Trek.
Yeah, read some comics.
Yeah.
So,
That brings us to this.
yes. So we have Deep Space Nine issues 10 and 11. And it's actually a two-part story. Issue 10 is one that I will always pick up when I find it in a store because it is Lwaxana Troi.
We love her.
Lwaxana is a beloved character from TNG and DS9.
She really shines in
She
DS9.
does.
People are like, oh, she's so annoying. But she raises some good points.
Yes.
And she may be overprotective towards Deanna, but she's just awesome.
And the cover says Lwaxana Troi returns to Deep Space Nine, and she has a surprise for Odo, and she's holding a baby. So you think the surprise is going to be the baby.
It's
But we
true.
already knew she was pregnant from an episode of DS9.
It's
So,
true. Which Dee and Odo got married.
yes. So this sort of picks up on the heels of that. Odo was in one of the restaurants. It's not Quark's.
It doesn't seem to be the Klingon
Is it
restaurant.
the commissary, maybe?
I think it's the commissary because we've seen him there before
Yeah.
with the glass that's actually an appendage of himself, with the
Yes.
liquid that is also an appendage of himself.
So he's having a sad boy moment, thinking of like, oh, I never thought that I could be in love.
And then when I was a solid, I felt a lot of love emotion.
Yep.
And now that I'm a changeling again, what do I do with that? So a little bit of an existential crisis for
He's like
him.
staring at a drink.
Yeah.
And
Or part of himself. Who knows?
yeah. And then we have someone come in and say, hey, you weren't answering your comm badge.
Very unlike Odo.
Yes.
So you know something's
And
up.
he's like, maybe I wanted to be alone. And it's not Kira. This is the thing about this Bajoran. It is not Kira.
It is wish.com, Kira.
It's a character. I don't know. I don't recall us meeting this character ever in the comics. So I think it's brand new as of this issue. I mean, maybe it's a first appearance issue. We should drive up
Oh, drive out the prices.
the value by me buying all of this. I'm going to create a Lwaxana bubble market for Star Trek Deep Space Nine issue 10
Yeah.
with the first appearance of Lieutenant
And Tala.
yeah, her.
But she's got the red hair
Yeah.
in the similar sort of cut as Kira.
Yep.
And I was so confused because the face isn't quite Nana Visitor. And the artists are very good at capturing the actors' looks for these comics.
Yes.
So I'm like, wait a minute, why is this off?
So
It's a whole other person.
she's like, hey, I'm not Kira, and also there's someone here that just arrived that wants to see you. And he's like, I know who it is. And goes to the airlock, and it's Lwaxana.
And she hugs him right away.
Yes. And in the background, we have Mr. Holm. And
And the
holding the baby,
luggage. Oh,
and there
well.
someone else is carrying the luggage this time.
Or is the baby the luggage?
Yeah, so she is here with Var, a Bolian, and she's like, "We're getting married as soon as we get divorced, Odo."
And he was thinking about the love that he was feeling for her,
Yeah,
the
the title
companionship.
of the issue is Lwaxana Troi and the Wedding of Doom.
Which I love.
Yes, so what? The person carrying the luggage is Var's assistant.
The secretary.
Yeah. And he sort of greets him, but then Oda's like, I need to have a talk alone with your fiance.
Hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
And he's sort of exhibiting like really mixed up emotions that he has to divorce her, but he loves her.
But this is what you want.
Yeah. And obviously she wants to get married. And he gives permission for the promenade to be used for the wedding ceremony.
Like very quickly,
Yes.
like not that he's under her thrall, but
Yeah.
like just to make things nice, he will do something that is guaranteed to give him a logistic headache,
Yes.
maybe logistical migraine.
All right. So we go to the shuttle bay where the shuttle that Var and Loxana and Mr. Holm and this baby and the woman came in on, the whole party. And Rama's like, there's some gunk on it, Quark. And Quark doesn't really care. He's like,
He's like, do you know how much latinum I'm going to make in catering fees for
yeah.
this wedding? So much.
Someone will be by to clean this dumb stuff. Like, stop worrying.
That's what waste extraction is for.
Yes. He actually hits Rom, where Rom's like, I'm going to touch it, brother. And
Oh.
Quark just like clocks him upside the head and he's like, don't be stupid. Come on, we have things to do. And after they
And
leave,
isn't there a Moogie quote in there?
yes, there are a couple Moogie quotes. I'm looking for it real quick right now.
It's like, don't touch it if you don't know what it is. Like, very generic motherly advice.
Rom, you don't know where that ship has been.
There we go.
Yes. In Captain Sisko's office, Loxana has changed.
Into a new brightly colored dress.
Yes, and she rubs Captain Sisko's head.
Which is
It's
offensive.
so offensive. She also asks, where's Mr. Worf?
Oh.
Instead of Mr. Worf. A call back to TNG.
Oh.
And so we find out that Worf and Dax are on Ryza again.
How?
Yeah.
He is such.
Hates it so much.
He does. He's like, oh, we're supposed to have fun here. I could. No. I'm gonna pout.
And Kira's getting banged out by Shikara and Bajor.
Good for her.
Yeah. So it's like a reduced crew that's there, and Sisko's like, oh, so I understand that, you're getting married. Odo, you promised them the promenade? And
What?
Loxana's like, hey, we want you to conduct the ceremony. It's just nothing that Sisko wants to hear.
No, it's imposition on top of
Yeah.
imposition.
We cut to Garrick's shop.
It is bumping.
There are a lot of people in there.
And it's much larger than we ever saw on the show.
Yeah, and tons of bullions for this wedding are
Yeah.
getting fitted out. The secretary is really shitty.
She is also shocked and appalled that Loxana is not going to be in the traditional Beta Zed outfit, aka nude, for the
Yes.
wedding. And in Peter David's, which we are a fan of, Star Trek novel Imzadi, we get some Beta Zed culture, which is a lot of fun. And Troy and Riker actually met at a wedding, and when he was first stationed there, and he was very confused because everyone looked like very nice in their wedding outfits, and then they all stripped out of them in the foyer before going into the room for the
Oh.
ceremony, because you present your whole self honestly and entirely
Oh.
for the other person. So it's a very metaphorical, like, I have nothing to hide from you or from anyone else in declaring my love for you, which is actually very nice and very sweet.
Yeah.
But that is not what Luoxana is doing. She's getting a dress, her bridesmaid or maid of honor, this assistant is getting a dress.
Who's Var's maid of honor?
Oh, yes.
But she's real pissy and she's like, oh, she's such a cold and callous person. I can't believe that Var's marrying her.
How dare she?
And Deanna can't even be here.
Her, what does it say that her own daughter isn't coming to the wedding?
And Bashir's like, the Enterprise is at the other end of the quadrant. Like,
Yeah, she's on duty.
yeah.
Like, that's a legit thing.
And Loxana said, "My Deanna can't be expected to attend all of my weddings, can she?"
Yeah,
Fair point.
which did not sit well with the assistant.
Yeah. But the assistant like storms out, like she tosses off the dress towards Garrett to like mend it or
And
tailor it, fit it to her. And then
she's
this,
very mean to him.
yeah, which I wasn't sad to see a green slime monster then get her on the next page.
I mean, if the green slime monster didn't, it was going to be Garrick leaving a few pins in the dress.
Yes. Then we go to maintenance where Rom is looking for his coworker who's missing and finds a slime covered hydro spanner, hypo spanner, or just a spanner.
I think it's just a spanner.
Okay.
And it's something that that person would never leave behind because it was given to her by her father from a work camp before he was offed by the Cardassians. So it's very strange. And in addition to that, that person is also very, or Trinia is very punctual and wouldn't have said, "Hey, Rom, come help me with this thing," and then not shown up.
And then from the spanner, the green slime is like sticking to his hand, and he's like, "Moogie."
He doesn't know where that slime has been. He shouldn't have
No.
touched it.
But then we cut to the promenade a little bit later, and it is taken over by decorations. The
It's.
Klingon restaurant owner is pissed that there's a giant ice sculpture blocking the entrance to his restaurant.
Yes, but he backed down at, when confronted with the full force of Lwaxana Troi. Which, what a force of personality to be like, "Hey, Klingon, tough shit."
Yeah. And she's very worried about this maid of honor being missing. And Odo's like, "It's okay. We'll investigate. You worry about everything else and do the rehearsal without her."
Like, stay on schedule.
Yeah.
Like, I can't handle the like all this nonsense lasting longer than it needs to.
Rom runs up with the spanner and there's a comm badge as well. And
It is all goopy.
yeah, they analyze it and they're like, it's some sort of like sloughed off tissue.
Which is sort of gross.
Yeah. So then they're like, maybe it's loose in the air conduits.
This thing, yeah.
Yeah. So Chief O'Brien, get your crew together, perform like exhaustive sweeps of the exhaust and air systems.
Yeah.
So that's going on. The rehearsal is moving forward. Captain Sisko behind the scenes is really worried about everything, though.
He's like, he gives very curt orders,
Yeah.
very like, "Get on this now. Every available person, start on your tasks." Like, Odo's security teams are doing their sweeps, O'Brien's crews are doing their sweeps. Like, it is an all hands on deck. Figure this out. How could something have gotten past the security screens?
Yeah. Rom is part of that search and he's like, I can't go home and rest. I need to help find Trinia.
Yeah.
And I can't go home to Leeta because all I'll get is death by Umox.
Which is such a weird reference of like, they're having so much sex all the time.
Yes.
It's, ugh.
It's weirdly sexualized for
Yes,
Star Trek.
for, especially for Star Trek, but also for a comic for younger people.
Yes. They have pet names for each other.
Yes, it's Latinum legs for Lita,
And Lobykins?
Lobykins for Rom.
Yes. So
Could you imagine?
he's like, I can't come home. I'm in the middle of something. And she's like, hurry home. I want to fuck.
So weird.
And then
I feel like Lita should have more depth than that.
Nakira comes up and talks to him, and she's like, was there anything unusual about the ship? And he's like, oh, by the way, there was some slime dripping off of it.
Yeah.
So they have to race there, and on the way, Rom's like calling up with his comm badge back to Leeta, like, hey, are you there? It's like an answering machine
It
where
sort of is like the comm badge, her comm badge is on a table because she's taking a very steamy shower.
yes, steam is covering up her kibbles
That's a phrase?
and bits.
I've not heard that in reference to
Well, it
people's
is.
anatomy.
So You're gonna have to deal with it. But she is stepping into the shower and doesn't hear his warning, and then she gets overtaken by a slime monster while naked.
Yeah, strategically placed tentacles.
Yep. So that's the end of that issue. It's the cliffhanger.
It is because people love Lita.
Yeah.
Chase Masterson did a really fun job with her,
She did.
especially with the sort of, I can't do it because I'm too congested, but like that whiny whimper thing,
Yeah.
like very Lita.
Yes.
And also the fact that she's always had faith in Rom to do things
Yeah.
has always been super nice. And was one of the founding members of the Union.
Yeah. She's a lot of things. She's one of those Star Trek characters that does not appear very often, but makes an impression, much like
Everyone else
Garak.
in DS9.
Yeah, Kai Winn.
Yeah, the number of episodes that Win, Garak, Nog
Yeah.
are in is so small compared to the impact that they have.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a multiple choice thing and it was like, of these options, you would be guessing a much, much higher number than what it actually is.
You would.
And like, props to Louise Fletcher for portraying such a bitch.
Well, I mean, she had practice.
Oh, from other roles?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I've never seen
She
it.
was Nurse Ratched, the villain.
Oh, she was a full-on villain?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
She was in like Wonderfalls as a crappy old woman, but she was a super nice person in Big Eden, which is one of those
Gay movies that
that
was
I
on Netflix
yes.
in 2008. So you're like, I need any gay content.
I was. And I think I've probably said this before about that movie, but you laugh, you cry, like it's so good.
Do you laugh and cry when you watch Eating Out?
No.
What about Eating Out 2 or
Oh.
Eating Out 3?
Those are the ones I'm like, I must have been like so desperate for queer content that I watched these because it's so bad.
I mean, there's that whole thing with Stephen Amell too.
Dante's Cove
Yeah, Dante's Cove.
that we haven't finished.
That's because it's like the first season and it's really just two 90-minute episodes. And
Yeah.
that's it. Don't call it a season.
It's
And Dante's Cove, they tried to do a crowdfunder for another season and it failed.
But there's a season two.
Yes. And I think a season 3.
Oh. So much oil
Yeah.
was used on those bodies.
Okay. Issue 11.
Yes.
We gotta find out what's happening. We don't need the previously on, although I do appreciate that it's still the flap
It is
opened
the flap
up.
open, and it's got like a very stiff looking Odo being hugged by Lwaxana, and it's just like, I know what that looks like. It's so good. So we're back here, and Quark is,
Quarking.
yeah, he has a very fancy robe. Like, this is a sort of middle of the night. Like, I could see Rom being like night shift engineering.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Rom at his door banging it down. He's like, hey, I need your help right now. I know that you're selling weapons. And I don't know if this is close to that episode where Quark loses all his friends because he's selling weapons.
Oh, there are so many footnotes in these two issues, too, referencing all of the episodes. Like,
Yeah, so it's very grounded in like actual stuff, which is fun. So, he's like, I need your help now. Cut away to some other character, so it's a cliffhanger. So we got Bashir and O'Brien talking about like why the sensors aren't going, why things aren't working. Bashir's trying to figure out what this sloughed off flesh
It's so
is.
gross. Like, I just imagine like snakeskin, but slimy.
Yeah. So O'Brien calls it a slimy boogeyman.
Ugh.
And there's Entala in the background.
Is that not Kira?
It is, yeah, Entala is the non-Kira,
Okay.
but basically Kira. I mean, her hair is a little bit longer, but
Quit trying to make Entala happen.
that's the only difference. Do Bajoran women only come in one model?
It's really interesting that they chose n not to just have this be Kira.
Yeah.
Where they had to explain away, like, Kira and Shikar, like,
Are on Bajor, like they're
yeah.
planetside.
Yes. Like, I guess they wanted to try out a new character, except she's
Yeah.
just sort of like one-dimensional, which we'll see her more in our next DS9 episode.
I don't know. I see think that there's some potential there. So, O'Brien is sort of still shocked and appalled that their sensors were not capable of detecting this slime monster. And Entala sort of points out a theme that we've seen before in Star Trek technology issues of like they will only detect what they're programmed to detect. So if it's new, it won't even know. So it's grabbed a few people, and we get a very zoomed in picture of Odo with a slimy comm badge, and the issue is entitled Four Funerals and a Wedding. So back to Rom, he is checking his gear that he's gotten from Quark, all this like stuff Quark is trying to move.
It's such a mishmash of stuff.
It is. He's got a life vest, he's got a flashlight, he's got a Starfleet issue phaser rifle with serial number untraceably removed with molecular acid, one Klingon sonic disruptor, one Cardassian energy grenade, and one Bajoran first aid kit. Check, check, and check everything I'll need as he goes to main waste extraction. Like, I love how even on DS9, there are sewers.
It's so gr yeah, we're about to get into it. So, the fact that there's a whole sanitation department, because I always imagined that, poop and everything would just be beamed out into space, I guess, or re-replicated into tasty food. But I guess it's a Cardassian station, so it's not the greatest technology.
Yeah, especially when it comes to Bajoran quality of life, I don't think Cardassians cared. Oh, Asta has come up looking for a treat.
Oh, you said the
Dad.
word.
Oh, she Bun Bun update. Asta knows words.
Yeah, she does. She also will come if summoned.
Yes, she was upstairs exploring, and you called up the stairs, and a moment later, ba-dump, 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 ba-dump. Like, granted, it's a bit of an older house, but you could like hear her footfalls as she bedumped down.
Yes.
What a bun. So yeah, he's at, I think on Voyager it's matter reclamation
Oh,
stations.
that's right.
So like all your poop gets turned into energy, and then
Yeah.
that energy gets turned into other stuff.
Yeah.
So, and if you heard a thump, that was just her being happy.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh.
She's just exploring.
She is.
Oh, grooving the Ewok.
She is still probably sad that I wouldn't let her go to underneath the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I had to chase her out with a cane from
Oh,
the umbrella stand.
no.
Anyway, back to the issue. It's Ensign Entala who finds Rom at the door, and she is like, you weren't hard to find. Like, I knew that that slime was bothering you, and I knew that this would be the first place that you would check
Yeah.
the sewers. And it's like, Rom, you're only a technician. Why are you here? If you walk out of here right now, I'll forget I saw that illegal arsenal you're carrying. And oh no. Asta, you in danger. You're going to fall through the roof of your hidey house. She has just jumped on the top of a box.
Yes, she's fine.
Oh, ba-doom.
So
So Rama like goes through a whole soliloquy of why this matters. Leda's his wife. He can't just stand by. And taken by my wife to be, she's my reason for living. It's also taken a good friend of mine. Because senior technician Trinia, who was snatched from the air conduits in the previous issue, is the footnote. Again, all the footnotes.
yes.
So, as much as he wants to do this stuff, he also still looks up to Entala. Of like,
Yeah.
you stood up to Cardassians. This is me standing up for what I believe in. Like, it's a fun moment for him.
Yeah.
So she says, all right, technician, I won't try to stop you, but I'm not letting you go in there alone.
Well, that's nice.
And I will say, like, the transitions between locations are sort of fun because when she's saying, you won't go there alone, is already into the next page with Bashir and Sisko, but with the little Bajoran comm badge symbol over the text box. Or if it's the doctor, Bashir speaking, it's his blue with the two pips. So that's fun. So Sisko sort of talking to Julian about, oh, you're in a tux. You've opted for traditional wedding attire. And Bashir's like, for Mrs. Troy's latest nuptials, nothing less will do. So they're looking at the green, goopy flesh cubes that they've gotten in sick bay. And the vials contain the chemical traces the creature left behind after each of the abductions. It's contained progressively higher concentrations of progesterone and other humanoid female hormones. It's almost as if he was tapping into the victim's endocrine systems. And it's really weird. It's trying to reproduce itself by using female hormones stolen from its host. That part was weird and doesn't quite make sense. But
But it's a comic, so as Demanda Martini says, drink.
yeah, it's just so peculiar. And they don't think it's actually intelligent. It's all just sort of acting on instinct right now. So, and a wedding, what a wonderful time for something to go after people with female hormones. And back in the
It's
sewers,
so gross looking,
and
like
there's,
rivers of poop.
yeah, there, which you'd think Starfleet has been there for 5 seasons. Like,
They could have done something.
I feel like on a Starbase, these sewers do not exist. Maybe Starbase 80 from Lower Decks.
So they're searching, and then they find
There's like
the ladies hanging in some green sacks from the ceiling.
some green mucousy sacs. But I will point out that there's a little six-legged rat.
Yes.
I don't know if it's an escaped vole from back when they had vole fighting. But it's just living its best
It
life
is.
in front of a splashing stream of poop.
But
Blew. So the Ferengi lobes are coming in handy. Rom knows that they're close, they're onto something, and then he finds Leeta.
who's
And
literally just hanging around.
it's reminiscent of that episode of Enterprise with the unseemly stringy material that is holding a bunch of the Enterprise crew up.
Looks like cum.
Yes. Only this stuff is green. So it's like the bad mucus that comes out of your nose. So their comm badges are not working. There's some fizzits. And the slime monster attacks. She pushes Rom out of the way. He goes under. And we are treated to a location change to Sisko and Loxana. And if you put Loxana next to the wedding cake, I don't know how you would tell the
That
difference.
dress is something else.
It's layered, it's frilly. Like, she was constructed in a Great British Bake Off showstopper challenge.
Yes. Or she's one of those crocheted dolls that my grandma had that went over a roll of toilet paper on the back of a toilet.
I don't know if we could do Loxana dirty like that. But this thing is like, how many yards of tulle had to die for this dress to happen? So it's almost time to happen for the wedding. They're not stopping this train for anything. But Sisko has a few questions, and Loxana's like, no need to ask, Captain. I can sense the abducted women are still alive, but not their precise location. And then, in this actually very well done close up of her face, it's as though the creature were interfering with my thoughts somehow, blocking me the way only those wretched Ferengi or my mother ever could. Which I love the reference to as overbearing as Loxana is to Deanna. Like,
How much worse was her mom?
right? Why isn't that explored in any of the new Trek series?
Or a novel.
I really think it would be fun for Strange New Worlds to have a Betazoid episode, especially like how would Pike react to Loxana's mother? That would be a great
That
time.
would be fun.
And maybe appropriate for the timeline.
Yeah, they live
Because,
longer.
yeah, and Loxana's first husband was like back when they had the red uniforms, the flappy thingy. So that was a while ago. Anyway, she's all we maybe we should postpone until we found the thing and my bridesmaid. And Sisko's like, don't take this the wrong way, but the sooner this wedding happens, the sooner I get my station back. So yeah, nothing's changing. So Rom wakes up shouting Moogie, and his life vest actually came in handy.
It kept him afloat in the shit.
It did, and it that shit is chunky. So he sort
Maybe
of berates.
Boleans just have a lot of chunky shit.
Oh, this is the whole fun, the whole
I know,
station.
but maybe it's the influx of Boleans. Let's just blame it on the Boleans.
Oh, what did the Bullens didn't do anything wrong. They seem generally seem to be very cheery, like Barber Mott. So Rom is talking to himself. Why didn't it not want me? But now it's got Entana. Like you can sort of see her face in this mucus sac. Blech. Why is it only interested in females? What would my brother do?
My brother would run
Yeah.
as soon as his comm badge wasn't working.
Yeah, he's like, that's a silly question. So he's like, I will stay and fight. I hope this works, as he just shoots something. And as he's shooting, it is letting people go, but there's a lot of shrieking happening. I think this is the sonic device, as he's shouting, my lobes.
Like a sonic disruptor.
Yeah. Back on the promenade. Folks are trying to figure out what's the word, Odo? And Odo's like, I'm becoming convinced that this creature has not secreted itself in the ventilation system. I can only hope my deputies have had better luck with their survey of the waste extraction levels down below. The tachyon, or tetryon field sweeps from O'Brien have generated some communications interference. Why? Odo, you know better. If Deputy Etana could check in more often, I'd feel a great deal more comfortable about the whole affair. Womp womp. So Bashir in his tux, I know why he's wearing a tux, because he already has one from his holosuite programs.
Our man Bashir.
Yes. So everyone starts to sit down. Quark sort of berates Odo for not changing for the occasion.
And then he does.
And he does, and what does he change into?
Like a prom suit from the 1970s.
A powdered blue, like frilly undershirt, pink bow tie, like Odo. How fashion has changed. So the groom appears and he's pissed. Ivya is still missing, or have you already forgotten? And Odo's like, I have not forgotten about your bridesmaid, Ulos, Var Ulos. My people are conducting a thorough search. Have you forgotten that you're surrounded by people who don't know anything about the abductions? Lower your voice. And this guy, like, was very pleasant at first, but is no longer.
The switch flipped on him.
Yeah. And Odo reveals, like, this creature came aboard on the hull of your ship. And he's like, oh, are you saying that I'm responsible? Are you shaking me down for a bribe? And Odo's like, no, save your money for the caterer, which legit, Quark is charging by the napkin. Mr. Ulos, perhaps it's time for you to take your place. And Odo makes a connection. Is it your money for the caterer or is it Loxana's? So Sisko starts the ceremony. Mr. Hom is in the background. I feel like he's on train duty for this dress of Loxana. Which, as cake-like as it looks, I feel like this it could be so much more. Like, Loxana is not known for demure.
No, she's not.
So, like, only 3 layers? Only a few little bangles here and there? Like, I expected a bigger hat than Keiko. A veil to veil 5 people at once. Like, birds coming off the side at one point. Like
I
a
can
big
see that,
shoulder bouffant. Yeah.
In the service tunnels? Rom and all of the poor females that have been victimized by this slime monster crawling around.
And not gonna lie, Trunia is on the cover. I thought that was Lexana.
Oh.
Like the big updo and the curly hair, except for the Starfleet uniform. Like that was the thing that held me back from saying, oh, it's Lexana. So Rom was like, I must have died and gone to the Divine Treasury. Leela's like, shut up, Lobykins. At least she found some rags to.
Wrap herself in since she
Yeah.
was kidnapped while showering.
Yeah. So the creature seems vulnerable to hypersonic vibrations, except the disruptor is now out of power. So Quark and his cheapjack illegal weapons and I are going to have words, is what Entana says. So they know the creature is close because their communications devices are still not working, and so Leela just grabs the grenade off of Rom and throws it at him. So this wedding. Up at the promenade, like this creature must have pursued them up because there's an explosion. Again, I don't know why Rom keeps shouting for his mother, but there's another Moogie, and the slime monster bursts forth in the ceremony space, smashes the poor cake. Like it's some old dude in a red uniform that gets thrown into it. Everyone shows up. Rom is fighting with the monster, saying, you'll never take my Leela again. Good for him.
Like it's chaos in the middle of the wedding.
It is like as the best things possibly could.
Yes.
And what does Lexana do? But she approaches it. Odo's like, Lexana, stay back. Phasers have no effect on it. And Sisko's like, you don't know what this creature is capable of. But she just points to it and says, that's as far as you'll go.
Yeah.
Like, what a force of will that is, Lexana
And
Troi.
she sort of like, she knows what's going on
Oh, yeah.
and sort of.
It's difficult for a telepath not to eavesdrop a little at times like these. And she's like, I know I've been reading the thoughts that this thing is approached or is absorbing female hormones. And she's like, Doctor, even if I hadn't just had a child, I'd have more female hormones than this brute could ever know what to do with.
So she overloads the slime monster
She does.
with progesterone,
Yeah.
which is what they mentioned it was after.
Progesterone, like whatever the estrogen version that Beta Z women have,
She has it in
Betazoid.
abundance, and
In fact,
she basically estrogens it to death.
yeah, she's like, you need to reproduce more of your kind. I empathize with your problem. Empathy is something we Betazoids do, though my own daughter often tells me I don't do it particularly well. But there are limits, even to empathy, especially when innocent people are put in danger, as this thing is like going for her face. And all the Betazoid empathy in the quadrant won't let you get away with ruining my wedding day. And it sort of like sloughs off of her.
To form a train for her dress?
Yes. Like she's stalking off. It's like Mrs. Troi wasn't kidding with her hormone levels. Compared to her, the women the creature abducted might as well have been members of the men's Parisi Squares team of Rigel Seven. Yeah, meaning what exactly, Doctor? Says Etana, like rightfully so. Meaning your ex-wife appears to have overloaded the creature. It's dead and with the equivalent of a smile on its face? That so someone got Umox to death and it was a slime monster, which still doesn't feel great. So she goes back, Mr. Hom, the creature isn't interfering with my telepathy any longer, but I can't contact Var's mind. Oh wait, he's hiding under a table. And then they are like, Bullions don't have the natural defenses against telepathy that like Ferengi do. And she just goes off on him. Like, how long did you think you could conceal your true nature from me? You're a coward, Var. You're unworthy of the daughter of the fifth house, holder of the sacred chalice of Reeks, and heir to the holy rings of Beta Zed. I Yes, at this moment, I was waiting for like the full power of all her titles to come through, and there it was, like in the best possible moment.
So this dude was basically just after her for her money.
Yeah.
And
Var was only marrying me to get at the fortune of the fifth house of Beta Z, which is considerable. Like, I love that she just had to add that in, so just so you knew. And it's also a little unfortunate too. This dead flesh monster was basically beamed into space, and then it was run over by Kira and Dax and Worf's runabout.
On their way back.
Like, that's just rude. You killed it with sex, and now you just ran it over. So, Loxana is on her way home. Naturally, Var and Ivia had to resort to technology to conceal their thoughts and emotions from me. I had no idea they were planning to do away with me and then run off with my fortune until it was almost too late. And then, luckily, this creature sort of appeared, and interference was disrupting their implants, and that's what allowed her to figure out what was actually happening with her fiance. So some good did come out of this. And there's a sort of like bittersweet, I suppose this is goodbye then. And Loxana's like, it's a pity we got divorced for nothing, Odo dear. And Odo's like, I'm afraid that in the confusion of the past 2 days, I never got around to filing the necessary paperwork. And she says, then you can be certain I'll be coming back here, my sly, scheming lawman, just as soon as I can. That's so
Oh, it
nice.
is.
So Odo is still married to Loxana Troi.
Yes, I thought it was a lot of fun for a couple issues.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough fun to sort of look over some of the plot hole points.
So overall, I think it was pretty strong. Again, I like it a lot better than the beginning of the series. I feel it was more in touch with some of the characterizations and more like a TV episode.
It was. I think the extra length might have helped with that. I don't necessarily appreciate the sexing something to death, or the umax to death, or the fact that it overloaded on Loxana's hormones. Like, that was a bit much and has not aged well.
No. But overall,
It was a fun outing for Loxana and a nice showcase for her force of will.
yes. All right. Anything else about these two issues?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we have one more regular Deep Space Nine episode after this. So join us then, everyone. It's two one-shot stories.
With Garak in one of them.
And Tribbles in the other.
We do love a good Tribble moment.
Yes. All right, everyone. We'll catch you next time.
Be well.
Bye.